Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, we're going to be discussing Hargasha. Last time we mentioned the three conditions for Nida Deraisa in the Torah. Has to be Dam Min HaMakor, has to be one of the types of Dam that we'll see in Simin Pei Ches, one of the Hei Damim, and it has to come with a Hargasha. Because Shmuel Darshan, our pasuk in Metzora, the isha ki sichya zava dam yehiya zoiva bibsara shivas yamim tiya binidasa. So it's bibsara. Shmuel Darshan's on Nun Zayin, Amad Beis Anida, ad shetirgish bibsara. She has to sense bibsara. So we also saw the Piske Tshuva, the Gimel Mine Hargasha, the three types of Hargasha. First was Rambam Nizdazea Gufa. The second was the Trumas Adeshin, Psichas Pia Makor. And the third was the Noide B'Yehuda, Zivas Davarlak, Reposedar. And then we saw the Chavas Das that argues on the Noide B'Yehuda that it has to be a Ziva leaving the Makor. It's not, if it's a hargasha of a ziva in the prosdar, that she's tavor made from nida deraisa. Maybe it's a derabanan, right? Depending on if it fills the conditions of the kesem. If it does, so then there's pulas of course if it's a derabanan of kesem, so there'll be certain pulas. So that would be a nafkamina. If it's not deraisa and it fulfills all the conditions of kesem, which we haven't gotten to yet, but so there's some extensions. Rabbi Simon mentioned some extensions. It seems of these gimel mine hargashas that the Piskei Tshuva mentions. The first is the Noida B'Yehuda. So the Noida B'Yehuda said zibas daralak reproizder and Rav Moshe Yoredea. Chelek Dalid Simin Yud Zayin. So he says that aziva, a hargasha of the aziva stavralach as it leaves the body is also a hargasha, and makes it into a nida deraisa. And I'll just read the Rav Moshe Kevin Shargeshes aziva stavralach nechshava hargasha ve'en lezeh din kesem. It's not the rabbanon. It's not Tumah Derabanan, it's not a Nida Derabanan of Kesem. Ela Din Re'iya, Shehu Af B'Mashehu, it's a full-fledged Deraisa, and therefore the Shiur is even Mashehu. V'hu, the Dina, B'chol Hagasha, B'Shas, Yetzia, Me Ha'Guf. So, I think Rabbi Simon was saying, Shem Rav Tachman, this is like an extension, if I remember correctly, it's an extension of the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda says Ziva Davras Lach and the Prozdar, and so Rav Moshe is saying at the very end, as it leaves the body, was included in that. And someone to me medayik from the Chachmei Angli, that's what they were saying, that the Yitzia, the Hargashas was Yitzia not from the Makor, but the Yitzia was a Yitzia from the Guf, and that was Rabbi Simon was saying maybe, you know, it's not clear. Maybe the Chachmei Angli. Anglia, we're talking about Yitzia from the Makor and not Yitzia from the Guf, so it would not be arrived for the Rav Moshe, but this Rav Moshe holds this is part of legitimate Hargasha to make it Nida Deraisa. So once Rav Moshe said that, he's making sure that they don't make a mistake to say that if there's Dam that's found on the tachtis, you know, on the beged, the beged tachtoina, and it kind of, that is not, the way Rav Simon puts it, is a rebound from the underwear is not a hargasha. In other words, if the dam comes out and goes on to onto the beged tachtoinim, and then it kind of rebounds onto her skin, so that is not a hargasha. The rebound from the underwear is not a hargasha, but the dam, the Yitzia, Bishas Yitzia Mihaguf, she's Margish, that is Bukhlal Hargasha, says Rav Moshe, and it seems like that's an extension of the Noida B'Yehuda. And then we have the Maharam Shik, who seems to be an extension of the Rambam. If Nizdazeya Kol Guf is referring to the, you know, the kind of things she has, the Vesas Aguf, the different changes in her body that occur when the Nidus comes. So the Maharam Shik, I'll just read the Lashon. The Nehi the Psichas Pi HaMakor Harba Ein Margishin. So it may be that they don't feel, they don't have a hargasha of the Psichas Pi HaMakor. Aval Shar Mikra Margishin, the other bodily sensations they do feel that are associated with the Nidus, Kemosha Amaru Chazal Ein Isha Roya Dam Ela Imkein Roisha Avareha Kevedin Aleha. And so the Maharam Shik is saying the Vesas Aguf, the things that accompany the Nidus, are klal what is considered a Hargasha. And he continues, Ve'ech tuchal leida shedam dam geisham, ela alidei shetirgish echad meha shenuyim beguf, shederach shenuy kezeh liyoyis la b'shas yetzias hadam. So How would she know that she's having hargasha? Well, rather, it's the hargasha is one of those things. What we call vesas aguf, the things that occur, whether it's the sneezing or the belching or the whatever, the cramps. There's a whole slew of different types of symptoms that accompany her nidus, and he's saying if that's occurring, the shinuim beguf shederek shinui kezed liyos la b'shas yetzias adam. So if that shinui guf are occurring when the dam is coming out, so then that's the hargasha we're looking for, and therefore that is a chumra because we're making it easier for her to be a nida deraisa. Rav Aush is mekol. He's the Rav Aush says, yeah, like the Maharam Shik. That this is a hargasha, if it coincides with Yitzias Adam, but that is only the shinui aguf that is cramps. In other words, cramps are the only vesas aguf, that are a valid type of hargasha. The other types of shinui aguf are not going to be considered a hargasha. So the Maharam Shik has a wider span of what's considered a hargasha. It could be any shinui guf. Rav Aush says, no, only cramps. Cramps that coincide at the time, the nidus, the coming, the b'shas yetzias adam. So that is, and then Rav Simon pointed out that, that these are just vesas aguf, right? They're not hargashas per se, but so Rav Simon was suggesting that, maybe really they're just vesas aguf. They're not, they're just an indication that the period is coming, and they're not the hargasha that we're looking for. So that would be an extension of the Rambam, I think. The Rambam is Nizdazeya Gufa, that's referring to a Shini Aguf, perhaps. And then we have this problem, Bezman Azeh, we just saw in the Maharam Shek that says they're not being margish in the Psikos Pi Makor, but there's a general trend that Noshim are not, that they do not have a Hargasha. So if they don't have a Hargasha, and it's Midaraisa, it's one of the three things they need for a Nida Daraisa, so then what do we do? How do we understand what's going on? So we have the Rambam, one Rambam here in the beginning of Perak Tes, Imlo Hirgisha, Ubadaka, Umatsa'o, Adam Lifnim, Baprozdor. She doesn't have a Hargasha, but she does a Bedika inside and she finds Dam in the Prozdor. Hariza, Bechazka, Shabba, Bahargasha. Kemoshe Barana. So this, that's. We'll see later how Rav Moshe, he doesn't mention this Rambam per se, but it seems like he's... So the Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Pei Gimel, Samech Aleph, so he brings the Mar Sheshach, the Mahar Sheshach, and I'll read the Lashon, and he has one Mahalach on how to deal with the phenomenon that the Nashim are not, they're claiming they're not having a Hargasha. So this is the Aruch HaShulchan, V'dash, and Nimsa, V'teshuva, V'echad Me'agadolim, She'chokar, I'll call Nashim, V'kius, V'arvelo, She'tivus, Tivus, Tivus, Yesh, 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 Yesh Mehen, She'mar Gishois, V'psichos, P'yam Kor. Some say they have that. Yesh mehen she'enu margishos, mahargasha zo, urak mahargasha zivas dam nida, kulan margishos, kulan margishos, adkan l'shoinai. But they're all, you know, it's either this hargasha, it's that hargasha, kulan margishos. V'hevel yipatze pi hanashim ha'elim. V'lo yadi, my kamre, Rabbi Seinu Nemani Malenu, Yoiser Mehen, because all are vegam ainam meshakros, and they're not bedivrehem. They're not falsifying. Ella sheinam mevinos. They don't sense the hargashas. They're having hargashas, but they don't sense them. So I think Rabbi Simon may have explained that women today are more active. They're busy with parnasa, and therefore they're less in tune with their bodies. So they're having hargashos, but they're less in tune, so they're not really, but they're there. They're having, the hargasha is there, they're just not in tune with it. The Maharach, or Zerua, has a very different pshat in Shmuel, right? Shmuel said, Bibsara ad shetirgish bibsara. So the Maharach or Zerua understands the Lashon of Tirgesh is not a Lashon of sensing, rather it's a Lashon of finding. Kolom shumatza dam bipsara, afil im eina margeshes b'yitziaso. So hargasha here means find, right? Kigoin dam hanimsa b'proizda. That is what Shmuel means. Ashe tirgish bipsara, until she finds it bipsara. And that she doesn't have to have any sensation at all. It's just enough that she finds the dam on her balsa. Das barer lano sheba hadam mimena. The last part sounds like the Rambam, and so that was on page 4 of a supplement. That was the Maharach or Zerua. I think the son of the Orzuro. So he's being mafarish the Gemara of the word Tirgesh as matzah. And therefore, Bezman is that, so they're claiming they don't have a Hargasha. So then, well, according to Maharach Orzuro, they don't have to have a Hargasha, a sensation, they just have to find it. Rambam says it's a Chazaka that it came with a Hargasha. But okay, so. And then we have, there's a Nata Sha'ashuim. If she does a Bedika and she says, Barili Shalo Hirgashti. So she did a Bedika Bifnim and she says, well, I know I definitely didn't have Hargasha. So then she, since she's lacking a Hargasha, she's not Tamei D'Raisa. She's only Tamei D'Rabbanan. But not b'toras kesem. In other words, if you have a tumah d'rabbanan and b'toras kesem, so you have all the kulas of kesem, which we'll get to. But here he's saying it's more a more chomerdika type of d'rabbanan because you don't have those kulas. So she gets out of d'raisa, but she's in a more chomerdika d'rabbanan than a kesem. She's saying she doesn't have agasha, so she doesn't. She's not tamei d'raisa. She's lacking that third condition. So she's Tamei D'Rabbanan, but she's not Betoris Kesem, and therefore she doesn't have all the kulos that are associated with the derabanan of kesem. And we have the Rav Moshe, another Rav Moshe, that the way that the answer to Shaila Bizman is asked, several postgame, I have it all with Rav Moshe. I think the Chayku Zman brought down more than Rav Moshe, maybe Rav Wozner and Rav Roth, big postgame. I have it from the Rav Moshe that Ribui Dam, if she finds a substantial amount of dam, Rabbi Badi, I think, may have had a shear for what's considered Ribui Dam. But once there's the Ribui Dam, we say that it came by Hargasha. I'm just looking for the Rav Moshe here, for the Lashon. Finding it. That if there's a ribui dam, so Rav Eider quoted Rav Moshe saying this, and it's in Rav Eider's Sefer, and I think Rabbi Pulus in the Chayk Zman, who's a Talmud of Rav Moshe, also quoted Rav Moshe saying this, that ribui dam, that it's mistabra that it came with Hargasha. So then I don't know why I can't find it. Let's see here. But that's how they keep it in Nida Deraisa, is that we say that it sounds like the Rambam, really, right? She finds Dam. The Rambam was Bifnim, but I think Rav Moshe might say, even if she did not do a Bedika, but she has Ribui Dam outside of the body, that would be Mistabra that it came with a Hargasha. Yeah, here it goes. Here, so this is the Rav Moshe. So Rav Eider quotes Rav Moshe, b'shem Rav Moshe, mikol makom. So I'm quoting from Rav Eider, say from mikol makom, im yesh kol kach dam, al habeged, shelefi ra'os, einei hamoira, e efshar, lavo bolo hargasha, yesh lahachmir. So we're not the Rambam said it's a chazaka came b'hargasha, but that's with the bedika bifnim. This Rav Eider b'shem Rav Moshe and the other poskim Rav Roth, I think Rav Wozner poskim like this. The ribui dam is an indication that it came b'hargasha. So that's the way we satisfy the requirement. Some contemporary poskim satisfy the requirement of hargasha to make her a nida deraisa. The nafkamina would be that she's tummy with kol shehu, and she doesn't have any of the kulas of the nida derabanan kesem, and so she's claiming she doesn't have hargasha. If there's a the fi ra'os eini amayra, efshar lavo below hargasha yesh lahachmir. And so we had some extensions here. We had the three gimel mine hargashos in the Piskei Tshuva, right? The Rambam is Dazdei Agufa, the Truma Sedeshen, Psikos Piyam Makor, and the Noid Bihuda, Zivas Devralach, the Chavis Das, who argues, the Noid Bihuda agreed with the Truma Sedeshen. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that Psikos Piyam Makor is Hargashid, but the Noid Bihuda added on Zivas Devralach. The Chavis Das argued regarding the timing of the hargasha. Yeah, it's a hargasha of the ziva, but it has to be dafka at a particular moment. And Rav Moshe was seemingly adding on, saying, well, even if it's at the end of the prozdar leaving the body, that's also a hargasha. The rebound from the underwear is just a rebound. It's not a hargasha. Rav Moshe points out, I don't think that that's a hargasha. And the Maharam Sheikh wants to say that the Shinuim Haguf, the what we call Vesis Haguf, all of them, B'shas Yitzias Adam, are Hargasha, which, and Rav Ausch wanted to say that's only cramps. Only cramps is B'shas Yitzias Adam and Rav Simon wanted to say, I think Rav Simon was saying that maybe those are not Hargasha, they're just, they're, you know, it's a cramp, is not a Hargasha, a cramp is a, it's just a Vesis a goof. It's telling us the period is coming, and then we have the how we handle Zman Hazed, the Nashim claiming they don't have a Hargasha, Aruch HaShulchan B'Shem Mar Sheshach is saying that they have it, they're just not recognizing it, and Rav Moshe is saying, you know, we had the Ar Zerua, he's saying Tirgish is a Lashon of Matzah, and then we have the Rav Moshe, Ribui Dam is the determinant. If you have Ribui Dam, so it's, it's Mistabra that the Dam came Bahar Gasha, and she is Tami Midaraisa, and therefore even a little tiny bit of Dam will make her Tami Midaraisa. It's not the Rabbanan, even a tiny little bit of Dam. And that would be one nafkamina, is that there's no shear required. If it's a deraisa, if she has this, the third condition of hargasha, because of ribui dam, so then, even if it's just a tiny bit. So I think we'll hold it there. And any questions? Okay, wonderful. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for joining everyone, and we'll continue to Shem on Wednesday. Okay, have a great day.